Welcome to the final audition episode of Act It.
Woo!
Oh, yeah. I'm here with Scarlett VA.
Hello.
You need some sort of nickname. I'm looking for my coffee. It's in a bag. I found it. You need some sort of nickname.
I know. Well, people always... Well, I get no real nicknames because I just get Scar. And then people think of it like the uncle from Lion King. And that's not quite that.
That's awesome.
I don't know. Or like Lottie. I get Lottie. Like latte.
Well, like Princess Cleary, who I judge perform it with, is the next blonde Disney princess. You need something like that.
Oh, I need. I like the chick that didn't fall off the table.
Scarlett, the chick that didn't fall off the table. I don't know what that means, but we're here.
No, remember, you never saw that video from YouTube where that Scarlett chick falls off the table?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
This is the other Scarlett.
This is the other one.
The one that does not fall off tables.
Exactly.
She dances on them.
And I stay on them.
And she stays on them. It's like Coyote Ugly at Scarlett's house every night of the week.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. So first up tonight is Zane's final resubmission.
Woo.
I'm rooting for Zane. I'll be honest. He's trying so hard.
I know.
I'm ready to listen when you are.
I am right now.
Okay.
I can't stand phony people. I've met so many phony people in my life. You're probably a phony person. No offense, but I'm probably right. Especially in this acting business. Man, what a bunch of fake fucking assholes you all are. I look at some of you actresses and wonder, how many cocks did you have to suck before you become a big star? Some of you have the acting talent of a fruit fly on crack. I look at some of you and wonder, who took it up the ass over and over and over again by Tom, Dick, and Harry studio executives? You ever stop and look at your pathetic selves? Bouncing your tits around like some hoochie mama? Like... where are you going? What talents do you have other than a nice set of fake boobs? And you male actors out there? Bunch of egotistical, backstabbing bitches. I ain't met a stand-up guy yet who was an actor. It's scary. All jealous of one another, all trying to outdo one another for the part at the audition. Like a bunch of hyenas just trying to get one bite of the lion's food. No integrity, no honesty, all crap. Casting directors are the best. They sit behind their big desk and act like their shit doesn't stink. Well, I'm telling you, your shit stinks terribly. You're just some dimwit who has a job giving another dimwit a job for the dimwit that's hired all of you dimwits. Bunch of dimwits. Producer? Oh man, those guys and gals are simply the cream of the crop. They're the flies that eat shit all day and act like they just had lobster. Bunch of degenerate asshole slobs. Pigs disguised as wolves. You people don't know which way is up or down in the industry. Who am I? One day, you all will find out. Cheers.
So that was Zane with his monologue about you, Scarlett.
I know, actually. I was sitting there going, how did he know? That's how just I do everything. Yeah.
Zane is not only an actor, but he's a psychic.
Oh, apparently.
He brought out the, he did some, did he do an F-bomb? I think he did an F-bomb.
I don't remember.
He did an S-bomb.
I don't.
Yeah, he did do an F-bomb because he was talking about you getting banged in the ass.
Oh, yeah. I think I was more like revolted by me imagining girls being banged in the ass. So that was.
Last audition episode, we've already talked about chicks being banged in the ass. Thank you, Zane.
Yeah.
He's classing it up in here. Okay, this was the best one I've heard you do, Zane, so far.
Yeah, me too. Yeah.
Even though you were just raging almost all the way through, it worked for me.
Yeah, me too.
And I like that you really want to be on the show. This is your third try. You clearly want to be on the show, so that makes me happy.
Mm-hmm.
It makes me feel like you won't drop, unlike the rest of these bastards from the VAA.
What? Yo, man. I'm from the VAA. Don't be mean.
You're from the VAA and you drop things.
I did once. It's not my fault, though. I tried to record. I tried, but I was so hungover. It didn't work out.
That's not an excuse, Scarlett. Being hungover is not an excuse to forego your duties.
I was so hungover. I couldn't do it. I was trying to sing and I was like, oh. It's really bad.
What did you think of this?
I liked it. When you started yelling about dimwits, and like since the word is being repeat it over and over again. You can practice that a bit if you start stumbling or whatever. And then even if you like, cause I know when I read, I usually skim over the lines. And so if there's a, like a really repetitive word, sometimes they get jumbled. So like you could just try to space it out a bit so that you don't get mixed up.
Mm-hmm.
But I really liked it. I really liked it.
I liked it too. Zane, I say yes, with the condition that for demos next week, you do not do the Yogi Bear voice. That is my only condition in saying yes, but I say yes.
I say yes too.
All right, Zane is on active. I am glad because third time's a charm for Zane.
Woo!
Best of the night so far, man.
Definitely.
Next up is Valkyrie Celeste.
Woo!
Yeah, let's do it.
You know what, jackass? The world is full of guys like you. Sarcastic guys who spend all of their time cleverly pointing out others' shortcomings, rolling their eyes, shaking their heads, passing judgment, and cracking jokes. You're not unique. You're just one other pretentious bastard. I've had enough of guys like you. You supposedly damaged guys who don't believe in monogamy anymore, who just want to sleep around, who announce ahead of time that they're not interested in being someone's boyfriend. You think this honesty makes you a decent person? At the end of the day, you're just taking advantage of women who, for some reason, don't know they deserve better. Emily is an amazing woman. She's beautiful, smart, and funny. And if you think you can find another girl like her, you can't. She's one of a kind, and you treated her like last week's garbage! Okay. Fuck this shit. I give up. Let's go home.
Everyone's so angry tonight, Scarlett.
I know.
It's casting a negative light over the final audition episode for me.
Oh, yeah?
There's a dark cloud hanging in the air now. Thanks to these two.
It's actually really stormy weather outside, so to me it's just been a dark cloud all day.
And you can thank Valk and Zane. I didn't like this one as much as I like Zane's. I'm comparing them because they're angry.
Yeah, this one sounded like you really were holding yourself back, I feel. Yeah, because you can be angry, but it sounded really like you were trying to sound really cross, but didn't want to raise your voice. And then, like, although you don't have to yell all the time, it just sounded like you were holding back.
Fuck, this shit could have been much bigger. I remember that was always my beef with you, Val, is that you hold back and it drives me crazy because you always almost go there, but you don't quite go there. You've gotten a lot better in other things I've heard you in since Act It 3. But for this, I really wanted it to be bigger.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I'm torn on this one. I wish you would have auditioned much earlier, Vox, so you could have redone something and been like, rawr!
Yeah.
I don't know, Scarlett. What do you think?
I don't know.
I
love Vox.
I know. But
you're holding back.
I'm gonna say yes. As long as you do, I don't want to hear any holding back in demos, Val, if you go through. That's my caveat. If it sounds like you're holding back during demos, Val, I'm going to cut you.
Alright, I'm going to let you through.
Alright, Valkyrie, you're on Act It Season 4. Congratulations. Next up, I don't know if I should say the name from the email, because that's the only thing that was sent. Like, there's no username.
Yeah.
And also, I don't know how to pronounce the email. Next up is Lauer M. Matt Lauer. I'm excited. Matt Lauer's on the show.
How do you
ready?
All right.
What?
Never mind.
Okay.
They could call. They don't give a shit. You know when they see her? Once a year. Christmas. Each year, one of the sister-in-laws gets stuck making dinner. Thank God they all have their own little perfect little houses, and I'm still in an apartment, or I'd be stuck doing that too. So, this past Christmas, it's Anthony and Donna's turn. Of course, I take my mother. They're all seeing that she can't make it from the dining room table to the bathroom without help. But they all say, "Gee, doesn't Mom look great?" They don't pick up that she hears like every fifth word they're saying. And she won't let them know she can't hear, but between the pasta and the roast beef, she feebly grabs my arm and sneakily tries to whisper, "Who are they talking about?" "What? Please, the wives are as bad as my brothers. The last time we were at Emilio's, I grabbed his wife Lorraine to the side. I want her to try to get my brother to do the right thing, right? So I say to Lorraine, Lorraine, you know Mom's not doing so good. It would be nice if you guys could come by, you know, for a visit. Bring the kids." So she says to me, "Oh, sure. But, you know, we've been so busy, and, you know, it's not like she's on death's door or anything. She'll be around for a long time." And I'm thinking, she's 86. What do you consider a long time? So I try Victoria, Joey's wife. I'm trying to be honest. I say, "Vicky, I'm really getting worn down with Mom work. I'm just having trouble taking care of her. So I thought maybe you can talk to the other girls and come by every once in a while and help take care of her." So she goes, "You know who lives upstate?" By the way, they consider Westchester upstate. "Who's out on the island? Let's face it, Glo. Nobody can take care of her like you. You know what she likes and what she needs? She doesn't want us there. Besides, I'll tell you, she looks like she's doing okay. Maybe you just need some vitamins." So I go, "Why don't you take this vitamin?" "My foot up your ass!" No, but I wanted to. I was just so pissed, so I grabbed Anthony in between the football games. And I go, "Listen, I can't manage her anymore. I'm gonna look for a nursing home." He looks at me like I'm speaking Martian. I tell him that I can't take care of her anymore. All by myself? And he goes, "What do you mean? She's doing fine." I say, "She can't be by herself anymore. I'm nervous when I have to leave to go to work. When I'm home, she don't want me to go out. I'm gonna bring somebody in." "Forget about doing that," he goes. "They're all mulliams. She don't want one of them in her house, and I don't want one neither. Why don't you just move into our apartment? You'll be right there, and you'll save on rent." I just fucking lose it. "Are you listening to me?" I tell him. "I have no life. I have no energy. She needs more help, so she's going into a nursing home. You can ignore her there the same way you do now." So now he's going crazy, turning red. "You listen to me. My mother's not going into a fucking nursing home, and that's that." And he leaves. And I realize, I'm screwed. I'm just screwed.
Alright, we have solved the mystery. It's not Matt Lauer after all, which became evident when we realized it's a girl.
But I want to call you Matt Lauer anyways.
It was just passing through, just to give credit where credit is due. I'm an idiot and didn't realize that was like a username. I thought that was like the title of the monologue. Sorry, Matt Lauer. Scarlett, would you like to start on this one?
Okay, I will do it.
All right.
Okay, so there's a few things. Watch your puffs. And then also, you got a little bit stumbly at some places. So I suggest maybe just like practicing a little bit. I really, really, really liked your energy, and I can tell that you have a lot of potential. However, I think you need to lower your mic volume when you record, because when you yell, it's kind of maxed out, and it hurts your ears to listen to that. And I really thought it was funny when you yelled as the grandma.
But, yeah, me too.
Yeah, like, that was funny. So I'd say just practice a few more times so that you can make it smoother, and then also just You can go into your settings and lower your mic volume, and then, like, I normally lower mine to, like, 20%, because that way if you yell, it doesn't totally max out your mic, and then it doesn't, like, kill whoever's listening to it.
Yeah. I think this was a laptop mic.
I don't know. I use a laptop mic, and it's hilarious. Cause
people, do you?
Yeah. Yeah.
This mic, I didn't like the mic quality so much. I do like that you sounded conversational when you were talking, but, well, I also liked your energy, but there was some stumbling on this. It just sounded very one-takey, and there's some stumbling, that, especially in the beginning, that you didn't bother to redo and fix. The second half, there was no stumbling, but the first half there was, and that bothered me.
Yeah. Like, you have so much potential. Like, I can hear it, but you just need to practice.
I love how conversational she sounded. Yeah. That's the thing. Like, yeah. She didn't sound reedy at all.
Exactly. That's what I mean.
So, like, the only reason I'm not saying yes is because there was stumbling, and that's, like, one of my pet peeves, if you don't go back and fix the stumbling.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you were, like, in a production and you had to submit lines, you couldn't submit, like, things with stumbling in them.
No, you can't.
But yeah, I like you a lot, and I hope that you continue to do epic win acting things.
Yeah.
And I'm sorry that I called you Matt Lauer.
I don't know.
It's a no from me.
Yeah, it's a no from me too.
Sorry.
But keep trying.
Yeah, normally when I say no, it's just a no. But with you, it's like I wish I didn't. Like, I almost want to say yes, but I can't bring myself to do it because of the stumbling. But I really like you a lot.
Yeah. Anyways,
The pot is resubmitting with the monologue that I requested raining, which is called Raining Blood.
Yeah. Apparently, I'm not prepared for this.
You're not prepared for this. This is its third appearance, I believe, on Act. Why am I excited? Because I always want him to do this monologue. Oh, let's listen.
Okay.
Welcome, my children, to this house of slaughter and incest, to our own private garden of sin and degradation, where we can enjoy every little thing that the dull, lifeless mob of everyday people outside would frown upon and hate. Here, inside the walls of our Eden, we can be who we want to be. We can listen to the little voices in our heads and do just what they tell us to, with no fear at all that someone is going to take us away and deny us our entertainment. You see, my children, catering to the needs of the masses is an ideal of the past. A dusty old relic left behind from a lifeless age, devoid of soul and purpose. We are here tonight as individuals, and as such, our needs shall be satisfied. Tonight, each and every one of you will experience true satisfaction. All of you will have what you desire, be it the thrill of slitting someone's throat, fucking the brains out of every man or woman you can think of, or simply enjoy a bath in virgin's blood. Tonight, we shall rule this world! We will stand glorious above the average man, for we have been granted the blessings of the flesh! Come to me, my children. Let the toll of midnight mark our ascension to heaven.
That is Raining Blood by The Pot.
Oh my god. I was like squealing.
Squealing?
I guess like fangirl? I don't know.
Why?
Why? Because that was so good.
Did you like it?
I loved it.
I loved it, too.
I just sat there and was like, why did he even do V for Vendetta? Come on.
Yeah. Next time, I just want to hear the Raining Blood monologue right away.
Mm-hmm.
Don't waste your time with these lesser monologues. This is class.
It was so
good. Like, legitimately, I thought this was really good, this reading.
Yeah, exactly. Like, I was, like, listening to the V for Vendetta, I didn't know that you had this in you, and, like, this is so, so good.
Yes.
So thank you.
Yes, thank you, Pot, and thank you. Did you love the monologue? Were you ready for it?
Considering you both said I wasn't ready for it, I figured it probably had something to do with this. And the second he said the word incest, I was like, oh, here we go. I got really excited.
And then you were all excited.
Yeah.
It's the little things in life, really.
Yeah, it is. I guess.
It's a yes from me.
Oh, obviously a yes from me.
All right. Two yeses, that means you're on Act It, Season 4.
Mm-hmm.
JC is up next.
All right.
I wonder what we're doing here. Well, perhaps we've come to collect seashells. Although, if that's the case, we haven't been very successful, have we? Perhaps we've come to collect seashells, and we've only just arrived. That would explain not only what we're doing here, but the lack of seashells as well. Although if we had come to collect seashells, we would probably have, at the very least, some sort of bag or sack. Something to carry the loot, so to speak. Well, perhaps we've come to collect seashells, we've only just arrived, and we've forgotten our bag! That would explain not only what we're doing here, but the lack of seashells, as well as the absence of a bag! Although, if that were the case, we would probably have returned home once we realized that we'd forgotten our bag. Perhaps we haven't come to collect seashells at all. Perhaps we've been put here by someone else, planted in this spot for some unknown purpose. Perhaps we're employees of some sort. Watchmen. Hired guns to frighten away any trespassers that might wander onto this beach. Although, if we were watchmen, we'd probably have some sort of weapon. A means of defending oneself. A gun, or at the very least, a large stick. Oh, this is frustrating. Perhaps we're trespassers ourselves. Perhaps we're up to no good. Perhaps we come here for some dark purpose of our own to do some evil to the owner of this beach. Of course, that's assuming not only that there's an owner, but that he's done us some injustice. I know. What if the owner's an old friend? Perhaps we've made arrangements to meet him here only. Only, he can't come because he's passed away silently in the night. Or perhaps he's lost his mind, simply forgotten we're here, but we, not knowing, continue to wait, unaware.
That is JC.
Yes, it is.
JC.
Perhaps.
Of Happiest Competition on Earth fame.
Ooh.
Yeah. Do you want to start or do you want me to?
You can start.
Okay. So we've heard so many monologues now, and I think you have to stand out, and this didn't stand out for me. I was kind of bored by it. And I think that it didn't have very many levels. It kind of stayed in the same place. It was conversational, but it was just so boring. What did you think?
I didn't really... well, I don't know. Like, you end up questioning throughout the whole thing. And that's just, like, I find something about questioning is it's okay to go for the first little bit, but then needs to change for it to be, like, more entertaining. Sorry, I'm, like, half here because there's a thunderstorm outside and I saw a big flash of lightning.
You must hold our attention. I don't know. For me, this didn't stand out enough to where I'm like, oh, I have to have this on the show. And because we have so many people on it already, I'm going to say no. Sorry.
Mm-hmm. Well, it doesn't really matter what I say, but...
Would you have said yes?
I don't know. Like, I liked your energy. I thought you did a good job. I thought that the monologue choice wasn't the best. And so, come back next time.
Yeah, like, if you'd have submitted much earlier, I would have been like, yeah, resubmit with a
yeah.
more energy. But it's a no for me, sorry.
Yeah, I guess no for me too, then. Anyway.
Sharp Cookies is up next.
Ooh.